The number one resolution for people last year was to save more money, but nearly half gave up by February. Don't let that be you. Download Rocket Money to reach your financial goals this year. Track your spending, cut waste, and automate savings in one simple app. Rocket Money shows you all your expenses and categorizes them, so you know exactly where your money's going and where you're overspending. From there, the app cuts waste by canceling your unused subscriptions and lowering your bills. No customer service needed. With that money freed up, the app will automatically set some cash aside for your goals. Whether it's an emergency fund, paying off debt, or saving for vacation, Rocket Money's got you covered. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. And on average, users can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Make saving money a priority this year. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
We're going to cause trouble. Scott Farrell is calling the shots from the sideline. We're going to make fun of people. We're going to hurt people's feelings. It's Farrell on the bench. I believe in whipped cream with everything. Well, on a bench in the biggest way possible, hanging out. The bad seed, the bad apple, with a bad attitude, hanging around a bunch of bad, out of bad tea, bad law, bad dude, bad bread, bad attitude, bad vibes. We are live in the Magic City Studios in the Varela Palace, right across the river through the woods from where Granny loves a couple puffs of the memory loss in New York City. The Big Apple. Ooh. People dressed in plastic bags, do bridge travel, I got a magic jacket up to do that. All my friends that come around, flats and flats, a party of rats on the west side, bed bugs uptown. What a mess, this ties and tied my brain splattered all over Manhattan. I got a woo woo. I think I might have called something from Keith. Hey, what's kicking? I'm Pharrell with Mafia tonight. I think Mafia is doing it the rest of the week. Is that about right, Maf?
Yeah, that's correct. I'll be with you the next three nights.
There you go. Carver High's out. I got the thumper going tonight, Mafia, after the Ballers, the Pharrell Ballers, a 18-point spread tonight in our final regular season game heading into the playoffs. We finish undefeated and a 53-point blowout win. And I almost had the triple-double, Maf. I had 9, 8, and 7. 9 points, 8 rebounds, 7 dimes, and I'm feeling the effects.
Respectable stat line.
So I have to use the thumper tonight because everything hurts. My legs hurt, my feet hurt. I'm sitting here right now, I got the thumper rocking everything. I mean, just everything. Everything. It's just not a good scene. I have these, I go get pedis so that basically I keep my calluses and my feet massaged, basically. You know, I don't even care about the whole pedicure and the nails and all that. I don't do any clear on my nails. I don't even care about any of that. She clips my nails, but I'm there for the massage. And for the calves and feet massage, and then your back massage in the chair. But this chick I went to last week or whatever, she callus removed me so hard. She was like, she did like my toes. I need those calluses off my feet, the balls of my feet, not my toes. So like the tips of my toes have like skin missing from this chick you know, working an angle on me with the callus removal stick. And I got like these little teeny skin grafts going. And so like when I was playing in my LeBrons tonight, I felt like I had 10 blisters on my feet. It was awful. I blame her. And I wish that she has a miserable Christmas. And I tipped her 20. No one tips the pedicure lady 20 bucks. No one. Anywhere. They all give them $5, $10 tops. I give them 20 so that they'll give me a good massage. And then she still cuts my feet up. I played in my LeBrons. I got 15 pairs of LeBrons, but I played in a pair tonight. I swear to God, my feet felt like they were bleeding, pus, and on fire. They hurt bad. Welcome all of our radio affiliates to Pharrell on the Bench at this time. Sirius XM, Mightier 1090, Sports Map, Sports Violent. So I feel like I have open wounds on my feet, even though on all my toes, even though I don't have any open wounds. She just, you know, calloused them and scraped them until there was no skin left. Like one of those, you know, mafia, like a criminal trying to deface his fingerprints off his hand. You know, they you know, grind off their fingers, you know, like so there's no fingerprint. That's what she did to me. She tried to make me basically unfindable anywhere in the world. I can't be tracked with fingerprints because she chafed them off my feet. Even though they can't use my feet to find me. Because I'm like a gazelle. I'm so fast. I'm quick, fleet of feet.
Yeah, I think I've heard too many cases being broken by toe prints.
Toe prints. But I have my whole body hurts tonight. But how about that, Mafia? Almost a triple-double. I, you know, 987, I would have been... I didn't even know. I knew I was getting a lot of rebounds, and I knew I had some nice dimes. I had some nice dimes tonight. I'm like Sabonis, the old man. I got some dimes in me. I'm like a change machine. I'm just 40. Like... just dealing. 53-point blowout win. I mean, we didn't even try, and we beat him by 53. We just ran our game. We just ran our offense, and we were blocking shots, getting every rebound. I mean, chicks dig us. They want to sleep with us. Every time I go, there's more women cheering my name. Pharrell. Oh, Pharrell. The Pharrell Ballers, undefeated again. We've only done that about 12 times. And we got to play. We're the number one seed. We'll be in the semis. We can be beaten. Anybody can be beaten. You have to play great to beat us, but we can be beaten. We need to work our ass off to win the chip. We got to get it done, son.
May or may not be a good Sports Grid listener.
Test yourself.
If you've ever been hospitalized after driving off the road while wishing on a shooting star, you may not be a good Sports Grid listener. Sports gaming strategies and info. This is the Sports Grid Radio Network. You're listening to Pharrell on the Bench with Scott Pharrell.
All right, Pharrell on the Bench with Moff, and I'm getting ready to watch Curry. I hear Steph Curry taking on the Blazers at the Chase in the city. So he needs 16 threes to become the NBA's all-time three-point king, and it's not really going to happen tonight. I mean, he's never had more than 13. In his entire career. And the record is 14 by his teammate, Klay Thompson. And, you know, I actually think that it's kind of embarrassing that the entire world of sports has spent the entire day talking about this momentous occasion that he's going to become the all-time three-point king. And that tonight he can do it. Even though he's not going to do it. That's my point. It's like they're selling it like that we're going to watch the greatest thing that's ever happened in history tonight against the Blazers, when in all reality, He's not going to do it. He's never done it. Never done 16. He's done 13. That's not 16. And his teammate has the record at 14, and that's not 16. No one's ever done that. Now, if he drops 16 threes tonight, then he is the king. But nevertheless, he's the king anyway, because he's going to do it maybe, you know, Friday night in Philly. Or Saturday, excuse me. I think he's Saturday night in Philly. I was thinking about going to that game, to be honest with you. I got some business in Atlantic City, and I have a massive gambling life. Just that's all I do is gamble and bet on sports, big time betting. And Mafia knows that I have a problem, and that's all I want to do is bet on sports and have sex. And the bottom line is, I got to go to AC. I'm busy. I'm a busy guy. I got to go to AC. And then what, you know, if I'm there anyway, you know, you might as well drop over to Philadelphia, hit up, you know, my favorite pork sandwich place, John's Pork Sandwiches, and then go to the Sixer game against the Warriors. The Curry brothers battling it out Saturday night in Philadelphia. I mean, you know, at least the Sixers are good, unlike the Flyers, unlike the Eagles. I mean, they're not good, are they? I mean, those teams aren't good. The Sixers are the best team in Philly because they have JoJo. It's that simple. And, you know, Green just got elbowed in the nose. I would love to see him have his nose shattered into a million pieces. I think he's just such a male organ. I mean, honestly, I think he's a great player, and I think he's done a great job in his career. And I think he thinks he's actually, which is funny, he actually thinks he's better than he is. Right? You know what I mean? Like, I know you've seen him hit threes. I know you've seen him score. I know you've seen him ball. I know you've seen him hit rings. He's got rings. He's done it all. So I don't question his style of, you know, getting involved and winning and winning championships. He's been a part of it. For sure, he's been a part of it. He just had a huge block. And he does play great defensively and do all the rest. The bottom line is that he still thinks he's better than he is. I mean, he's a good player. There's no doubt he's a good player. He is so far from being a great player. It's not even funny. Like, I've seen him hit shots and everything. If you play enough basketball, you'll hit shots. But I just don't think he's that good with the ball. And I think, you know, I think he's that good defensively. I don't think offensively he does it. So to me, he's not an all-around player. I mean, I think, a defensive specialist. That's it. I don't trust him offensively. Now, I've seen Curry now 0 for 2 from 3. He's shooting bricks right now. And in fact, he has been shooting bricks lately in the last couple of games. He has not shot well lately. But everyone, you know, I mean, ESPN might as well have had a party at Bristol for him, because the way they rolled out today, being the night he's going to break the record. I mean, they rolled it out, the red carpet for this guy. Like, it was all day Steph Curry on ESPN. They just couldn't stop talking about him. I mean, give me a break. It's a regular season game in early December. Who cares? I watch basketball because I love it, and it's on, okay? But I certainly don't watch thinking, wow, this December 9th game is really going to hold a lot of weight later in the season when they're looking for you know, positioning in the playoffs and home court. This one game against the Blazers in early December is going to make all the difference in the world. Give me a break. They talked about him so much today, I thought I was going to puke. I mean, honestly, like, do we not know he's going to break the record anyway? Unless something crazy happens, like he gets decapitated. I mean, the guy's going to – did you not think all along, 2-3 years ago, that he was going to do this? He's not even old. Guy's got all kinds of ball left in him. I think. Mafia, do you think? Are you surprised that they spent all day talking about him like he was coming back from the dead or something? Like it was Jesus type stuff. Apocalyptic.
I'm not surprised they did, but I agree with you. It's, you know, a little premature. You know it's not going to happen tonight. They could say, oh, they won. Oh, well, maybe. No. If it hasn't been done before, you're wasting your time getting ready for it tonight. Like you said, it'd be much better used getting all hyped up with the next game against Philly. We're actually going to have a chance of him doing it. You know, it's like when you see these guys with the rushing records. Like, oh, he just needs 280 yards in this game, and then he could be the leader. It's like, has that happened? Sure. But is it going to happen? No. So don't be ridiculous. You know, relax. Get hyped up for the next one. But that's the way they do it with Steph Curry. That's the way they do it with, you know, certain guys that they like. You talked about that on the show earlier with, you know, everything's about Brady, or there's always talking about LeBron. You know, they celebrated like the Lakers won the championship last night with that game against Boston, how well they played together. It was like, you know, the culmination, like, this is the team we wanted. Now they're going to run 20 games straight from now on. Like, relax. It's one game.
It's one game. And I'll tell you what. How many people in the East Coast do you think are really watching this game? Like, it comes on at 10, starts at whatever, 5, 10 after 10, and then it's over at like midnight, right? 12:30, it'll be over, something like that. And all I know is people on the East Coast aren't staying up till, you know, the end of this game. They're just not doing it.
Well, there's going to be no point watching this game. It's going to be a slaughter. No McCollum, no Lillard. Who's going to stay and watch this game for four quarters? No one.
I didn't even know Lillard wasn't playing. Not only that, I didn't even notice it, that it was happening. Yeah, they have no chance in this game without those two. Of course, C.J. McCollum has a bong torque. Bong torque is when you have a collapsed lung from snapping too many 5-foot tubes. Oh, shake it. Burrell knows all the games and all the tragedies and all the complexities and all the partying and the felons, the felonies. I know everything that's going on. So no one's watching this game except sucker old me. And earlier, the Heat beat the Bucks, the world champs. They beat them, and it was unbelievable. It's Pharrell on a bench. They got their ass beat. They were going through the motions. They were lifeless.
I don't like that or condone that at all.
I play it straight up, yo.
So I was thinking, you know, who would I rather F, marry, or kill in terms of Mariah Carey and J-Lo? You know what I mean? I had to, I guess, put a third name in there, but I decided not to because I thought, you know, I'd ask Mafia at the very least, you know, first of all, who he'd rather, you know, F, marry, kill between those two. I mean, Mariah, who's now doing the 12 Days of Christmas with McDonald's, which reminds me of a lard sandwich, a giant lard sandwich. Or J-Lo, who you know is tapping Ben Affleck on a regular basis because they've been a hot item for a while now. They had been together before, and I understand all that. It must have been great in the bed because she came back to him. I mean, honestly, this guy's been in and out, trouble, you name it, like with the partying. And now he's just living it up with her again. He was at the Laker game the other night, front row seats or whatever, the Knick game, one of the two. I think it was a Laker game. But Which one? Mafia, F, Mary, kill.
If you're gonna go with, you know, I'd say marry J Lo, even though she's, you know, had her, you know, guys that she's gone back from, you know, she's gonna marry A-Rod. She was married to with Mark Anthony, or she had the backup dancer she was hanging out with for a while. But I still think she's a safer bet because, you know, there's been a lot of craziness with Mariah over the years.
All right, I don't even know what that means. Rick Caro is our sports business and legal insider on Sports Grid, and on the bench, and on Coast to Coast. Here he is this evening. Fresh off the Sports Illustrated Sportsman of the Year Award to Tom Brady. Where was this event held last night?
Hard Rock.
There you go. What did you think of him winning again since first time since 2005?
Well, he should have won it more. But he was gracious, humble, all those kind of things. And there was no suspense. And he and Gronk were there together. It was kind of an interesting night. Dan Marino was escorting people. Ocho Cinco tried to stay relevant. Tyler Hero was best dressed. I didn't know that. I guess he could hang out there, understanding that the Heat has normal NBA schedule, but they didn't play last night. He wore this kind of blood red suit. I just don't understand it, but that's okay. I'm, that ain't my crowd, but it is a crowd of people who listen to your show. So it was eye opening. And Hard Rock, of course. Have you ever stayed at the Guitar Hotel at Hard Rock?
I've been there. 15 times.
Yeah, of course you have. You know, there are rooms up in the upper right hand corner where kind of the guitar. Kind of a normal guitar, but it looks like there are only like five or six rooms up there. I don't know if you're designing a guitar. I guess there are a few rooms that you charge for like, you know, 10 grand a night, and those are the suites because those are up in the upper corner of the guitar where there's no other floors. I don't know how you get there, but
I stayed there one night, and I remember I stayed there with this really cool, great friend of mine, rich dude, very rich. And he took us all to dinner. The dinner was like, 50 grand. There must have been 30 people there. It was crazy. This huge party. And I stayed in a suite there that was so big. It was like I thought I was in the United Emirates. It was that big. The room was that big. And there was like six bedrooms in the suite. It was like a vacation villa, this thing. And we went in there and stayed, and there was, everyone, it was the biggest party you've ever seen. There were people sleeping on top of each other. There was nudity. Everything happened there at the Hard Rock. I remember vividly staying there one night and partying pretty hard. Great place. Now, I want to ask you a couple questions before we get into the 15. So, I said today on Coast to Coast that about the Mario Cristobal hiring.
Right.
That I'm okay with their choice. I guess I have to be, right? They've mowed through coaches
You have no choice. You have to be. But why would you
have no choice? Well, I'll tell you why. Because here's the reason. I don't have a problem with him. I think he did a decent job at Oregon. I'm not going to give you anything more than that. He won a Pac-12 title, and then this year you beat Ohio State, and then you go get spanked by Utah twice.
Twice.
And in the championship game, you get spanked by him again, and you're the head coach, and then they pay him $8 million for what? But that's not my point. Here's my point. This is what I said on TV today. I believe the problem with the U is not hard work. Like he was selling at his press conference that it's all about hard work. And we need to have people in here that want to work hard. Well, I said that you're not going to see Benny Blades coming through the door. Ed Reed, Ray Lewis, they're not coming through the door. Michael Irvin, he's not coming through the door. You know why? Because here's the problem at Miami. And I have a fan for 40 years, and I don't even think he can argue with me because they hire, they recruit idiots. So every player on the team is a showboat. Every player is a cocky. Look at me. Look at me wear the turnover chain. I recovered a fumble. We're only down 24 in the game, but I recovered a fumble. So I'm going to go stand on the sideline for 10 minutes with a chain around my neck, showing my gold teeth to the nation on television. I'm going to go dance with my teammates on the sideline, even though we're down 24. Hey, did you see my new M Series Beamer I'm driving? How about my new Gucci pants and Gucci glasses? You like my bling and my ice and my earrings? And how about my stripper girlfriend? I think Miami is thug city. They have a bunch of thugs playing for them that don't know how to play football, that don't listen, that are uncoachable, and are all the cockiest, no good, good for nothing, non-producing, non-winning hacks that I've ever seen at Miami in 40 years. I mean, they got the biggest bunch of losers I've ever seen playing there that think they're such hot potatoes. They think they're so great. They can't even consider winning the Coastal Division in the ACC, let alone another national championship in Coral Gables. And you know it. They're not winning a national championship in the next 10 years. I will bet anyone any amount of money they don't even sniff it. I will bet you they don't make the college football playoff once.
Well, all right, let me ask you this. I got two things to say about that. First is this any different than the kids that they recruited in the 80s? Are those kids more sophisticated, more intelligent, more committed to football? Because they come from the
partied
school,
more,
right?
But
Central,
they partied more. Now listen, they partied more, but they won. And I'll tell you what else they did. They listened. And they were coachable under Howard Schnellenberger, Jimmy Johnson, and even, dare say, Dennis Erickson. They were all coachable. They listened. They did what their coaches told them. No one's listening to Shannon. No one listened to Davis. No one listened to Manny Diaz. No one listened to that other hack they brought in from Temple, that Golden, Al Golden.
Yeah,
that was an abortion, okay?
Yeah.
So they've got a bunch of coaches that have no juice with all these kids from the hood and otherwise that don't listen to adults. They don't listen to their parents. They don't listen to their teachers. They don't listen to coaches.
You don't think that Cristobal's reputation is such that he can recruit different kinds of kids and then get these kids to listen?
I believe that he is a good choice to try to resurrect a program that is already it's bones underneath the ground. It's not even, there's no flesh. It's all bones. I mean, they're 6 feet under. I mean, Miami Hurricane football program is dead and buried. And you know what? I love them till the day I die. But the funny thing is, Rick, and you and I've been to a lot of games. You can't even argue with me. The program's dead.
And by the way, they absolutely
do not matter at all.
I'll support you. How about the stupid penalties? How about losing close games at the end of the game? You know, how about the they probably led all of college football in personal fouls. That talks about discipline, right?
I mean, you remember when they lost to Tulsa?
My point is, does Cristobal turn it around in the right direction? Maybe.
It's going to take a Herculean effort. I think, honestly, he doesn't know what he's in for. He's in over his head. And I'll tell you what, when they lost to Tulsa, 29-0 in a bowl game, that was the most embarrassing thing I've ever seen in my life, ever. Miami losing to Tulsa. I mean, honest to Christ, that was the beginning of the end for me. I was like, man, this program is absolutely dead. And, you know,
how about Louisiana Tech?
Sell it.
How about 14-0 Louisiana Tech? Remember that bowl loss? And how about the Sun Bowl? You know, they're going again with Washington State this year, but they laid an egg in the Sun Bowl. So,
all right, listen, Rick, we'll come back and do the 15. I can't even take it anymore with the Miami Hurricanes. It's just such a joke. I can't even talk about it anymore. We'll be right back.
When it comes to getting trusted sports gaming strategies and info, you can ask your dumb friend Kevin.
Duh.
Or you can just listen to us. We recommend us.
And we won't ask to borrow your car either.
This is the Sports Grid Radio Network. Your
are listening to Farrell on the Bench with Scott Farrell.
All right, we're talking to Rick Haro, our sports business legal insider from Harvard. So the college football playoff is set, and we got 42 bowl games to go with it. Are you excited? I know you're going to the Bahamas Bowl and then many others, and you'll be wearing your sunblock.
Wearing my sunblock. Bahamas Bowl has the best conch salad in the history of the world, even if it's not the best game. Yeah, everybody talks about too many bowls. Well, here's the thing. You realize there are 17 6-6 teams this year, most of any, and there are five bowl games where 6-6 plays 6-6. And so does it matter? No, because ESPN has all but three, and there's a avid group of fans who will watch the game. Those are the people with a lot of money. They're the ones that buy stuff. And the bowls seem to continue to work. It's the highest educated, the highest demographic of any bowl. And, hey, how about Stephen Ross? Congratulations, by the way. I'm sure it'd be denied, but he engineered his alma mater and great team, Michigan, to play in that semi at Hard Rock, his own stadium against Georgia. That'll be an interesting game, but we're not there yet. That's still 2 weeks away.
So are you going to go to that one?
I don't know yet. I mean, yeah, I mean, I've got a lot of games to go to. I'm going to the Sugar Bowl. I'm going to the Fenway Bowl, which is an inaugural game. I'm going to the Pinstripe, but those are in New York and Boston 2 hours apart. Got a lot of decisions to make after the Bahamas Bowl. We'll have to see. And, of course, I'm not going to El Paso because we, you know, aforementioned University of Miami, Washington State, I'll watch it on TV.
I mean, that's embarrassing. They've been to that Sun Bowl before. It's so embarrassing that that's the best they can do. I mean, does that not let you know where you stand in the world? It really does to me. I can't even look at it. I mean, that's so it's laughable. Let me ask you this question. Why in God's name would you not go to see Michigan and Georgia in the Hard Rock when your buddy basically owns the stadium, like, and you live, and you're 35 minutes from the door? I mean, what? When did you and I not go to a game that was that big in your own backyard? I mean, don't lie to me. You're going to that game.
Well, I'll be in the Northeast during Christmas, and then the question is, you know, when do I go to? And that got to be in New Orleans for the Panthers on that Sunday and Sugar Bowl on the Saturday. The answer is I'll figure it out. If we can get the Sports Grid private jet, it would make things easier.
Oh, yeah. I'm sure they'll get the jet all lubed up and fueled up for you. Because I'm not going to be using it. I'll be working. I'll be working on Christmas. They told me, forget about the jet. Forget about the Caribbean. Forget about your family. Forget about Santa Claus. Forget about the kids. Forget about anything. We need you to work, Pharrell. So, as usual.
You're working Christmas week?
Christmas Eve, apparently. So,
Friday. All right. Well, I'll be on with you if you want me to be, because there's nobody else that
will be. I think it's important that, you know, I put the jet and the parties and the strippers and the blow and the, you know, the binge shopping and smash and grabbing and carjackings and, you know, the things that I usually do on Christmas, that I put that aside and make, you know, my priority, broadcasting on the night Santa rolls. As you know, here's a little tip for everybody that runs networks and that, is in the television business. Just a little tip. I'm going to give you a little tip right here. No one watches television on Christmas Eve or Christmas Day when Santa Claus is out, you know, delivering gifts. He's very busy and people are focused on their families that day and not on sports or television. Like, when people on Christmas Day, they watch that stupid kid with his you know, gun, and you know, the guy with the leg Christmas lamp, What's the show day? You know, what's the Christmas show?
You're looking
mafia?
For Christmas story. Christmas.
Christmas. That's story. What people watch. Do you honestly?
Yeah,
think
and they watch.
That people are going to watch
NBA
me.
Quadruple header. How about the five NBA games back to back to back to back to back to back to back?
Well, that's what they're not going to watch. They're not going to be watching me.
Oh, all right, yeah, okay. Well, it's a fair point. That's a Saturday, though. You're not working anyway.
I'm not. Listen, all I know is that people watch A Christmas Story and they watch the NBA. I could do the show naked and I couldn't get viewers. I mean, honestly.
Would that, right. You naked would distract from, the quality of the performance anyway. I mean, regardless.
I'm naked right now. I almost had a triple-double tonight, Rick. 9, 8, and 7, not bad for a 56-year-old guy. And the team won by 53. But let's talk about more business because we got to haul ass now.
All right.
In the days following Riley's shocking departure from USC, another, going to USC from Oklahoma, the backstabber that he is, another took place is Brian Kelly, who's just the scum of the earth. This guy out recruiting kids to Notre Dame, lying to their face and their families as he was going to LSU the whole time. And let me tell you something, Rick, real fast. It's real simple. No one in the history of modern civilization leaves Notre Dame and gets away with it. He's not going to do anything at LSU. He's not going to win a national championship. He's not going to win anything. Because you know what happens when you lose at LSU? You lose a couple games and they want you fired. And so he went from the cushiest job and the most important job in the world is when you're the head coach at Notre Dame. When you're at LSU, all you do is cheat.
Yeah, well, listen, he's getting the $9 million. He's getting a longevity bonus of $500,000 a year. And he gets the buyout of the LSU deal. And by the way, how about Ogeron? He goes to the mailbox 18 times first of the month to pull out $1 million check. So
he doesn't deserve it.
Ogeron.
He doesn't deserve it because he's a crappy coach. And he did not win a national championship at LSU. Joe Burrow and Jamal Chase won a national championship at LSU. Ed Orgeron had nothing to do with it. And if I'm wrong, then why was he such a fat hack coach the rest of the time? I mean, he went downhill faster than a snowball avalanche. I mean, honestly, what did he do down there besides watch a bunch of NFL players win a title? He had nothing to do with it. Let me tell you something. Name one guy ever in the history of football that walked away from Notre Dame. Name one. You either die or you're fired at Notre Dame. There's no other walking away. He's the winningest coach in Notre Dame history, and he will be the most vilified coach in the history of Notre Dame.
Lou Holtz?
Vilified. And here's another point. Here's another point. They didn't even want him. They wanted Jimbo Fisher for $125 million. They gave Kelly $95 million with all those bonuses that he won't get because he was second. He was the second choice. He wasn't the first choice. Is there anything worse than being the second choice?
No. By the way, I'm surprised at that whole deal, as you are, although, you're more surprised than I am, quite clearly. But this is the year for it. And by the way, you don't have to be a good coach when you perform. You have to be a good coach when you negotiate your buyout initially. And then you get a guarantee. It's not called a guarantee. It's called you can fire at will, but you get the buyout. And therefore, that's the end of the day. And so if you were CEO of a corporation, you'd get stock. These guys don't get stock. They get a contract. We can be fired at any time, but you get the buyout.
I think that's absolute BS, and it is the worst, dirtiest kind of business I think I've ever seen. What happened to sports betting in Florida? What the Sam hell happened?
Yeah, and I was with a couple of the guys who had always had planned their casino operations to begin 3 weeks ago. We were so close. It's not over because it's an expedited appeal. Expedited appeals on constitutional cases may take as long as a year. So we're not prepared for gambling anytime soon. And, Hard Rock shut down the server as far as taking remote bets. And there was some discussion about whether betting in the state and on property means you have to be physically on property, or can you use a server? And the answer is all these states have said if you are betting through a server on Indian land, it counts as being a part of that process. But in Florida, they didn't get the message. And I don't know what happened other than 40 years ago, we thought it was going to happen the next week. And now, 40 years later, we're still waiting.
I mean to tell you, that is so, it's so backward-assed. That, I mean, it is so embarrassing what happened in Florida with sports betting, that they cut that cord and they're not going to do it. And, you know, as far as I'm concerned, appeal this. They're not going to, it's not happening. It's not happening. Let me tell you another thing. The fact that they let those Miccosukee and Seminole people control gambling in the state of Florida and that you can't bet on sports, I mean, it's criminal. I mean, it is absolutely the greatest felony in the history of modern civilization that they get away with murder, but nobody else can, and that they're drowning in money and nobody else can make any money in the monopoly that they have over gambling in that backward-assed, no state tax, Governor DeSantis, the greatest idiot on earth besides that green woman in Arizona. Those two should be lovers. They're such stupid asses. I mean, you have the dumbest governor in the history of politics. The dumbest man ever. That is the dumbest man on the face of the earth, and don't even argue with me.
Let me argue with you just for this one, that he did put the compact together, which was $2.5 billion to the state over 5 years as part of the deal. The lawyers couldn't defend it and get it through, so the answer was, should they try another way? Yeah, in retrospect, so. But if the deal gets upheld in court, he'll be, acknowledged as a hero for breaking through that Miccosukee Seminole deal, and the state would have gotten $2 billion over 5 years. And I do not believe it's over. It's over in the next month or two, but it's not over long term.
He's a murderer. That guy's a murderer. He killed. How many people did he kill with the COVID? He's a murderer. He should be in jail. I mean, he told everybody, don't wear a mask. There's no such thing as COVID. I mean, and that guy Abbott in Texas, he should be doing life, too. He's another murderer. All of them murderers. And that absolute hooker. She's a hooker, that woman. She is an absolute prostitute out in Arizona. And I hope, I literally hope that she dies on Christmas Day. On Christmas Day, I hope she dies. I really do. I pray to God that she goes away, like in a fire or something, right? Like the Christmas tree catches her hair on fire and then she blows up and burns in front of her children. Mafia, can we get that arranged? Is there any chance we get that arranged? I can't do it on Christmas Eve. I'm busy. But maybe you could call some people out in Arizona that don't like people that we could have. Do you know the people that you know, Mafia, with the baseball bats? That drive around in the Cadillacs late at night in the Bronx. All right, Rick, great stuff tonight. I love you. Thanks for coming on and talking bad about people.
Wonderful. Happy holiday. We'll talk next week. Bye.
Yes. Praise the Lord. Mafia's looking up his friends out in the West Coast, and they are just going to do damage to that prostitute. That's the problem with people. Everybody expects every team in the effing league to win the Super Bowl. One team wins. The rest of them lose.
Nothing for you.
How about that? One last indignity.
You know, one of the stories that Rick was going to talk about this week on the 15, which we only got through three of them because of me. I'm a jerk. And sometimes Mafia knows I just don't follow the rules and such, because we don't believe in rules and such. When we started living like freaky beatniks, all I know is I do whatever I want. And if you don't like it, have a sandwich with mayonnaise on it, like a little girl. Okay. They're tomato lips. I do whatever I want. And I'm good at it. So anyway, here's the deal. One of the stories was about the Nets remain open to trading Kyrie Irving. The no trade is imminent, and talks have not been flying. Now, what I want to say is, you know, there's talk of, you know, that the Nets were making, taking calls on Irving for sure. That Nets have been taking calls on Irving, but neither indicated if the Nets were making those same calls as well to other teams trying to, you know, trade him away. If they were active in shopping Irving. And I think it's more of the former. I think it's teams are calling the Nets interested in Kyrie Irving. When we come back, I'll tell you why I wouldn't want to trade for him. I'd rather have lymphoma. I'd rather have lymphoma than have that whack job, immature, prima donna, ass hat, dig a hole. I cannot stand this guy. He'll ruin your team.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.